Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And time once again for Wednesdays with Walton, Brian Walton from thecardinalnation.com right here on the Scoops Network. I'm Martin Kilcoyne hosting with Brian on the other line. It's brought to you by Lou Fuse Automotive Network, the Ascension Charity Classic, and our friends at Triad Bank. And Brian, here we are on the cusp of spring training. We saw the truck roll out of Busch Stadium with all the gear. And let's maybe kind of spell it out for people who don't follow it as closely as the media types, but what is sort of the schedule here moving forward?
Yeah, it's, you know, it's always exciting for me, Martin, to flip the calendar over to February, because that means, you know, baseball is right around the corner. And as you mentioned, the truck left St. Louis on the 6th, and the idea is that they have a week to get there and get organized before the first pitchers and catchers report the following Monday, the 13th. And that's especially for the players that will be going on to the World Baseball Classic. And then they had their first workout on the 15th, and the 15th is the same day next Wednesday that pitcher, the position players report. And then the full workouts for the squad will be on the 20th, and just 5 days later on the 25th is the first spring training game.
All right, let's go back to the World Baseball Classic. Let's even kind of walk through it a little bit. This is, whose idea was this? Major League Baseball? I know this, and it's bigger, let's be honest, it's bigger outside the U.S. than it is in the U.S. Some of these countries just absolutely love it. Let's talk a little bit about the origin of this and what baseball hopes to accomplish.
Yeah, in fact, I'll even take one step back further, if I may, and that is there's something called the Caribbean Series, which was always in place and is, in fact, being played right now. And that's really more for the Latin American countries. And that was how they view their championship. But Major League Baseball wanted to increase the visibility of baseball as a game on the world stage. And folks who follow the Olympics know baseball's kind of been in and out and kind of on the fringes of the Olympics. So baseball said, well, let's basically create our own baseball Olympics and call it the World Baseball Classic. And this started more than a decade ago, and it was kind of on an irregular schedule, every 4 years, every 6 years, whatever. Well, now baseball's gotten much more serious about it, and they have this tournament, and they had for the nations which aren't the traditional baseball nations, you know, Dominican Republic and U.S. and Japan, there were qualifying tournaments so that the Englands and Frances and Italys, you know, of the world could compete for a spot in the World Baseball Classic. And that all happened last fall, and now here in the month of March will be the actual World Baseball Classic from the 8th to the 21st. And there are four different pools in the WBC, and the first rounds, call them, of games will actually occur in these various locales around the world. So Pool A is primarily European teams and African teams. They'll be playing in Germany. Pool B are a lot of the Latin American teams. They'll be playing in Panama. And then Pool C will be in the U.S. in Phoenix, and Pool D will be in Miami. So these nations, and you know, typically there's four nations in each of these pools or more that will be competing to come to the finals, which will be held in Miami and culminate on the 21st of March. So, you know, when we talk about players leaving to go to the World Baseball Classic, they'll be leaving in early March, and the time they return basically depends on how long their particular country remains, you know, in the hunt for the title.
And for the Cardinals, that means for the American players that'll be on the U.S. team, Nolan Arenado, Paul Goldschmidt, Adam Wainwright. And you hear those names and you say, oh, that's fine. They don't really, I mean, they need spring training. But I think it was a relief when Wilson Contreras said, you know what, I'm going to stay back. I need to get to know my teammates. I've had an injury last year. So I bet the teams are, I mean, they can't really tell them you can't go, but I bet each team sort of hopes that the right players leave for a few, you know, a week or however long their run is. I mean, it's not perfect because it's happening at the same time as spring training, but I think in the Cardinals case, it worked out okay.
Yeah, and Miles Michaelis is the other team player on Team U.S., and we'll go through the others in a minute. But, yeah, you're on a great point, and I don't know exactly when the conversation occurred between Contreras and the Cardinals, whether that was part of his negotiations or it came up shortly after. But by the time Wilson had come to St. Louis for a winter warm-up, you know, they'd had the discussions, and whether the Cardinals asked him or whether he realized, but they came to a logical decision, which says, hey, you've got a guy in a new organization and a whole bunch of pitchers that he needs to get to know, a whole bunch of routines that he needs to get to know, because his spring trainings, you know, had been with the Cubs in Arizona. So there's just a whole lot of things to do. And the catcher being such a pivotal, you know, position on the team, I think it's a great decision for Contreras, and I'm sure a little disappointing for the folks in Venezuela, but you know, it's the right thing for the Cardinals. And I will say, though, that Ivan Herrera, who's a young guy who you'd like to see there, you know, right at his side, you know, he made the other call, and that is he's going to play for Team Panama, and that, you know, sort of hurts Ivan Herrera in a way if he's trying to unseat Andrew Kisner as the second catcher on the major league squad. You know, not being there, you know, in front of the coaches isn't, you know, can't be a positive for a young guy. So on one hand, you're right. The Arenados and Goldschmidts and Michaelis and Wainwright, they have jobs. We all know what they're going to do. And same for Tommy Edman and Lars Nootbaar. Although, you know, Nootbaar certainly, you know, is going to be fighting for his job once, Jordan Walker makes his appearance. So, you know, it's kind of a mixed bag for the guys, especially you want to represent their country. You know, it was one where I think it was Goldschmidt that talked about, you know, how he was lobbying heavily. Oh no, it was Michaelis who was lobbying heavily to be on Team USA because it was such an important thing to him. And it's really, you know, the case, you know, for these Americans, they want to earn that medal for their country.
Brian, let's go through the other Cardinals that'll be taking part in the WBC.
Yeah. Tommy Edman will be playing for South Korea. Lars Nootbaar for Japan. Andre Pallante, who was very successful out of the bullpen and as a spot starter last year, will be playing for Team Italy. And then Genesis Cabrera, the left-handed reliever, will be with Dominican Republic. And then I also, of course, mentioned Ivan Herrera with Panama. And then there are some minor leaguers participating as well. Matt Kopierniak for Great Britain, LJ Jones and Wilfredo Pereira for Panama. So a dozen altogether players, nine of whom would be in Major League camp, will be in camp, and then will leave camp and come back once the WBC is over. And by the way, all of these players, not all of them, but the Edmonds and Nootbaars, Pallantes, were all born in the United States. But as long as their parents or close relatives, were born in these countries, then that makes them eligible. Matt Kopierniak is an interesting story. His dad was in the Foreign Service. And so he was actually an American who was stationed in Great Britain when Matt was born. So there's stories like that behind each one of these, why these players can participate for these other countries.
And the longer some of these guys are away, maybe the young guys are the beneficiary. Maybe there's a few extra at-bats, a few more looks at the cages before a game. And, you know, with Nootbaar not there, depending on how long he's gone, I mean, it might – no, Jordan Walker is going to be on this team if he makes it on his own merit. But I'm just thinking – for younger players, guys being gone, this could be a good thing.
Oh, it's a tremendous opportunity. And it's not just on the position player side. I mean, on the pitching side, let's face it, you know, we've talked about it. Pretty much everybody in the media has talked about, hey, we're concerned about the pitching depth of the Cardinals in the starting rotation. And so, you know, without Michaelis and Wainwright there, that means the Matthew Libertors and the Jake Woodfords, you know, will get more of a chance to show, hey, I deserve, you know, to be in that starting derby. So, and, you know, Zach Thompson, maybe we're not sure if he's going to be a starter or reliever this year. So, you know, there's a bunch of guys who are going to get good inning, meaningful innings in important games this spring that will hopefully make it more difficult for Oliver Marmol on the coaches to decide which 26 players will come north.
We've talked so much about the big names, Walker and Mason Wynn. Are there any sleepers out there, maybe some prospects that could kind of make a little noise or all of a sudden, maybe even if they don't make the team, just get on everyone's radar?
Well, I think the right-handed pitcher Tink Hintz, who was down in the Arizona Fall League, despite the fact that he only had pitched at low A Palm Beach, is a guy that everybody wants to see. You know, upper 90s velocity, great secondary pitches. Is rather sly to build, a young guy, just, you know, 21 years old. But, you know, for a pitcher who's never pitched in high A and above, to be in Major League camp is a big honor. And he's a guy that some folks say, you know, might be future number one starter material down the road. Another guy who, you know, can take advantage of Edmund being away is Mason Wynn. Mason Wynn, of course, the shortstop prospect, a very good prospect, hasn't played a game at AAA yet, isn't considered to be quite as advanced as Jordan Walker in terms of major league readiness. But defensively, Mason Wynn is, you know, very, very, very solid, needs a little more work with the bat. But, you know, with Edmund away, Mason Wynn will probably get a greater look in camp than he would otherwise, to prepare him to probably play this year in Memphis and sort of be ready to be the next man up when an injury or something occurs down the road.
And remind everybody your travel schedule in terms of going to Florida and also what they can read right now, what's up at thecardinalnation.com.
Yeah, I'll be down there in early March. The minor leaguers report later than the major leaguers. They'll get down the first week of February, and their first week out will be, for first workouts will be the second week. Excuse me, I said of February, I meant March. The minor leaguers will report the first weekend in March, and their first workouts will be that next Monday, the 6th, and I'll be down there for that. And then I'll be back again when the minor leaguers start their games. They typically only play about 2 weeks worth of games, where the major leaguers play a month. So the minor leaguers roughly will play the second half of March, and their season opens again late, a week later after the major leaguers in the first week of April.
It's crazy to think opening day is, we just, all we have to say is next month, and that's accurate, even though it's the end of March. It's next month. That's official. And again, people can check out all the great material, thecardinalnation.com. Brian, fun to visit and fun to be knocking on the door here with spring training about to begin.
You got it. Talk to you next time.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.